You're listening to SBS News.
The Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, has been under attack from the opposition since the May election, and today was no different. Labor accusing him of breaching the ministerial code of conduct by not declaring a personal interest in a family business.
Why won't the minister admit to the House what he told local radio? That he's actually been representing himself the entire time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've been clear that my indirect interest in the delegate farm is declared to the Parliament in accordance with the rules.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese went further, calling on the Prime Minister Scott Morrison to sack the minister, though Mr. Morrison fired back.
Will the Prime Minister now do what he should have done weeks ago and sack this minister?
The Prime Minister has the call. Members on my right.
I will not cop lectures on integrity from the New South Wales Labor Party, Mr. Speaker. That mob, Mr. Speaker, stinks with corruption as we see it every single day in the Independent Commission Against Corruption.
Labor's pursuit of the minister centres on a 2017 meeting with Environment Department officials. It was held during an investigation into alleged poisoning of endangered grasslands by a company in which the minister's brother is a director. Minister Taylor says,
Now, Mr. Speaker, Labor is accusing me and my family of the heinous crime of being farmers in my electorate, while they turn a blind eye to the literal bags of cash being laundered through Suffolk Street. What utter hypocrisy!
Members on both sides.
The animosity wasn't just confined to the major parties, but between two key crossbench senators. Pauline Hanson attacked Jackie Lambie for opposing the government's plans to drug test welfare recipients. The One Nation leader dragged Ms. Lambie's family into the fray.
Yes, she requires a police explain for it because her child has been on drugs, and you would knock back something that could possibly help, you know, people like her son, and that's why I'm supporting this.
Senator Lambie fired back on Twitter. My son is an example of what happens when you have access to the support and rehab services you need. He has moved on from the past. He can thank his 18 months at Toowoomba and the people of Queensland for that. With the government set to push ahead with its plan to drug test welfare recipients, it's an issue likely to raise tensions in Parliament. Pablo Vinales, SBS News.